Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
So welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Samach Daled. We are 10 lines from the top of the Amud and going back to our Mishnah, which discussed the Pasuk of Leisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, telling us that one may not bring the Korban Pesach while there is Chametz still in his possession. Says the Gemara, Bido Omer Af HaTamid, the same halacha applies to the Korban Tamid. Shol Ben Harbayim and Erev Pesach, the Kohen bringing the Tamid, cannot have any Chametz in his possession. My Taimod Rabbi Yehuda, what is his reason? Amar Lacha, he says like this. Zivchi, the Pasuk says, Leisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. What is Zivchi alluding to? Not only the Korban Pesach, but also to something else. Zevach HaMiyuchadli. This Korban, which is Miyuchad, designated, which is something of a constant. Every day, over and over. Umayni Utamid. What is it referring to the Tamid? And in this case, the Tamid Shoban Harbayim and Erev Pesach, which cannot either be brought together with Chametz. Rabbi Shimon Oimer HaPesach Barba Asa Rechulu. According to Rabbi Shimon, Zevach applies to not only the Pesach, but to other Korbanos as well. Yaveh Shlomim Ma'ilah cannot be brought together with Chametz. However, Rav Shimon says like this. Two things. Two conditions must be met. Number one, it has to be a Shechita Ru'iyah, a Shechita Kshera. Number two, on Erev Pesach, where it is the Zman of the Korban Pesach, then this Halacha, this Isser of doing it together with Chametz, only applies to Korban Pesach. But all throughout Yom Tov, where it's not really the Zman of Korban Pesach, then, and only then, does this Halacha apply to other Korbanos as well. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what is his reason? Dechsiv Zivchi Zivchi. We actually have the word Zivchi repeated twice. Once in Shmois Chav Gimel, Leisizbach Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, and once in Shmois Lamed Daled, Leisishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Trei Zimni, we have it twice. And we apply the following drasha, Kari Bei Zevach Zivachai. Rashi explains, we take the Yud from Zivchi, we apply it to the other Zivchi, which leaves us with Zvachai. Zivchi ending with two Yuds alludes to a multitude, a plural, Lashon Rabbim, Zvachai. Teaching us, in effect, that this halacha applies not only to Korban Pesach, but to all other Korbanos as well. If that's the case, why did the Torah split them? Once Zivchi, again Zivchi, we have a Yud in either word. Why did the Torah straight away write Zivachai, Lashon Rabbim? Just write it once, and then Lashon Rabbim. Lemeimah, to teach us. We have two separate time frames. Bizmandika Zevach. When there is Zevach, meaning on Yudal Nisan, which is the time to be marked of the Zevach, the Korban Pesach, Voy Mechayiv Azvachai, he will not have a Chiv. I'm bringing Chametz together with other Korbanos. Bizmandika Pesach. However, when there is no Pesach, meaning all throughout the rest of Yom Tov, of Pesach, Mechayiv Azvachai, then and only then will he have a Chiv when he does this concerning other Korbanos. So that's the point of splitting it into two, to tell us we have two different time zones. We have the time which is designated for the Korban Pesach, Zivchi, in which case this Isser of Chametz doesn't apply to anything other than that Korban Pesach. We have the other Pesach, Zivchi, which allows us to make the Drasha, to teach us that there's another point in time when indeed this halacha applies to other Korbanis as well, which is anything but Yudal Benis. Ubemayed Lishmai Pater, Rav Shimon says like this, only if the Shechita is a Shechita Ru'uya, then the Pasuk of Leisishchat Al Chametz applies. But if the Shechita Psula, for instance, if he takes the Korban Pesach, which is meant to be brought when? On Erev Pesach. Brings it on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Lishmoy, for the sake of the Korban Pesach, then it's Pasul, therefore he's Potter. But if it's Shaloi Lishmoy, he designates it for as a Shlom, in which case it's actually Kasher. Why? Because we know that a Korban Pesach, when it's outside of its man, if it's past Yudal of Nisan, it's meant to be brought as a Shlom. A Pesach is like a subcategory of the Shlom family. So when it can't be used as a Pesach, it reverts back to a Shlom. So again, the Mishnah says, if he brings this Korban Pesach b'moed on Yom Tov, when it's not meant to be brought as a Pesach, and he brings it as a Pesach, lishmoy potter, because it's possible. So even if he brings it with chametz, it's okay. But if it's shiloh lishmoy, so you had shlomim in mind, then it's a shchita kshir, because that's what it's meant to be brought as, and then if he did it with chametz, it's chay. Says, what time of the shiloh lishmoy? Apparently it's only because he did shiloh lishmoy, in which case he deviated. He diverted it from a Pesach to a shlomim. That's why it has the din of a shlomim, and it's kosher as a shlomim, and therefore it's chayiv by bringing it with chametz. Ha stama pata. But suppose he would just leave it alone. He wouldn't have any specific machshava in mind. Then he would be pata. Why? Because apparently this Korban Pesach, even if it's outside its zman, it's on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Unless you actually change its designation, change its status, it maintains its default status, which is Korban Pesach. In which case, it's possible. Because if you shechet the Pesach, shleib is mani, so he's potter. Amai, why should we say that? Why should we say that stoma is considered by default a Korban Pesach? Amai, Pesach b'shar yimoy sashon shlomim havi. A Pesach all throughout the year, other than Erev Pesach, is meant to be a shlomim. So automatically, it should revert to a shlomim. Why should we say that by default, it's a Pesach? Shabbos, now perhaps you can learn from here that it's not so simple. Pesach b'shayim es hashon b'yakira. In order to turn a Pesach into a shlomim throughout the year, you have to uproot it from its Pesach. But by default, if you just leave it alone as a stomach, it remains Pesach. Is that so? You have to be accurate? Says, well, not necessarily. Amar Rabchi Bar Gamda Nizruka mipichabura. There was a chabura, and from then we heard this statement, meaning the entire group agreed to frame the Mishnah in the following scenario. Va'amru, they said like this. Although perhaps generally, a Korban Pesach outside of a zman is by default considered a shlomim and not a Pesach. You don't need akira. But the our Mishnah, which requires akira, and says that if you take this Korban Pesach on Chol HaMoed and your makrivit stoma, it remains Pesach. But if you did shiloh lishmoy, only then does the akira uproot the status and changes it to a shlomim. You know what we're speaking about? A unique case. Kigoin, shayu balim tamei meis. For instance, if the owner of this carbon was a tamei meis, v'nitchan pesach sheni, and he was pushed off to pesach sheni, in which case he still has the possibility of using his carbon as a carbon pesach. The stam ilushim pesach koi. The stam, the presumption of this carbon is that it's going to be used as a pesach. So in this case, unless he actually is accurate and says, no, I'm doing this for a shlomim, is considered a Pesach. And therefore the Mishnah says, or at least we have a diyuk from the Mishnah, that if it would be a shechit of stam, it would be potter for doing it with chametz, because it's a Pesach being brought on Chol HaMoed, in which case, it's possible. Continues the Gemara. Pesach nishchat b'sholosh kiddus. Now we're going to describe the process of the shechita, the zrika, etc. of the Korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, you meant to know that the shechita of the Korban Pesach was meant to take place specifically b'sholosh kiddus with three groups of Yisraelim. It was done in three shifts. Shanema v'shocht oisoy kol kahal adas Yisrael. There are three terms of groups, of multitudes. Kahal ve'eda v'Yisrael. Let's take a look at Rashi, which is about 10 lines from what we're holding. Rashi begins Masnisen. HaPesach nishchat b'sholosh kiddus. Pesachei tzibur. Bein sha tzibur mu'atim. So Rashi, the chiddush here is even if you have a small crowd and you can fit them all to one shift. No. You meant to split into three. Bein sha tzibur mu'atim. V'yichoyin lishachet kul masachas. You can do it all at once. Mitzvah lecholik l'sholosh kiddus v'achazu. It's a mitzvah to have three groups. One after the other. And we learn this from the pasuk. V'shachto oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. You need kol, then Eda, then Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah. Nichnas l'kas v'shoina. The first group went into the Azorah, the Nismala Azorah, filled up from Yisrael and bringing their Korban Pesach, Nol Udalsas Azorah, then they closed off. They closed up the doors of the Azorah. Toko Eriyu, Toko the Kahanim, Dir Atkiya, Atru and Atkiya. HaKahanim, Oimdim Shuroi Shuroi. Now, how were the Kahanim positioned? They had rows, they were lined up in rows.
Shurai Shurais. Ubideim Bazichai Kesef Bazichazov.
The Ganim were holding these large spoons, these containers, some silver, some gold, which was meant to contain the dam, and then would be transferred to the Mizbeach for the Zrik.
Shur Shakula Kesef Kesef.
The rows were designed as follows. We had one complete row of silver. They would hold only silver vessels. Vishur Shakula Zav Zav. And the other row was completely for gold.
Wayhayu Murav, and they wouldn't mix and match.
Morris says it was for niceness.
Vayhayu Levazichan Shalayim.
These bazichim would not have any flat bottoms.
Shema Yanicham.
Vikar Shadam is a concern due to the sheer numbers here. There's so many Karbanas Pesach. Perhaps the Kahanim would try to get a bunch at once, do the Zrik on a bunch, the Kabbalah on a whole bunch, and perhaps that would cause a delay in the Zrika. They would have to put some down. And in the meantime, Vikar Shadam, the dam would congeal and it would become unfit for Zrik. Therefore, they made these pointed bottoms. This would prevent this possibility.
Shachad Yisrael the Kibal Kohen,
so the Yisrael would do the Shechita on the carbon if he wished to do so, the Kibal Kohen, but when it comes to Kabbalah and onward, the Kohen would have to do it.
Noisne l'chaver, so we said the Kohanim were all lined up.
The Kohen who did the Kabbalah of the Dam straight from the carbon, from the Behemah, would pass the container l'chaver to the Kohen standing beside him, v'chaver l'chaver, and that Kohen would pass it on.
U'mekabal ha'samole,
u'machzor sarik, they created this conveyor belt system where the Kohen would receive the container full of dam, assumingly with his right hand, from the Kohen next to him, pass it over to the Kohen to his left.
U'machzor sarik,
then he would grab hold of the empty container and pass it over to his right. So it was a system, an efficient system. This way, the containers would be passed on from Kohen to Kohen, and the empty ones would make their way back to the beginning of the row, which was near the Yisrael doing a Shechita, and so on and so forth. This is the way they proceeded with Kabbalah, Hoylach, and Zrik.
Kohen, HaKohen, Betzim, Mizbeach.
So they would pass the container full of dam all the way to the last Kohen, who was positioned right near the Mizbeach.
Zorka Zrika Achas, Kenegda Yisoyit.
He would do a Zrik, he would throw the dam on the Mizbeach, on that wall, which was situated directly above the Yisoyit, the base of the Mizbeach. Rashi explains that the Yisoyit would not surround the entire Mizbeach. It was only to be found on two sides, on Safin and Marav. So he must make sure that the Zrik on the wall of the Mizbeach happens to be a wall which is situated directly above the Yisoyit. So we have a description of the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilach, and the Zrik.
Yotzei Sakas Rishona.
So the first shift completed their process, and they left the Azora with their animals.
V'nichas Sakas Shnia.
Now the second group entered, and the same thing happened all over again.
Yotzei Shnia.
The second group came out.
Nichas
Hashlishis, and the third shift entered.
K'masa Rishona.
The same process which was applied by the first group. Chachmasa Hashnia V'Hashlishis. The same thing happened during the second and the third shifts.
Koru Asahalo.
Taisus explains, is referring to Levim, they would read Hallel while the Shechitas HaPesach was proceeding.
Im Gomru Shonu,
if they happened to complete the entire Hallel and it was still involved in the Shechita, Shonu, they would repeat the Hallel again.
Vim Shonu,
if they repeated and still there were still some Psachim waiting to be processed, Shilshu, they would actually read it a third time until the entire shift completed their Karbonis Pesach.
Afa Bishle Shilshul
Mimeim. You meant to know that this never actually happened, because there were so many Kahanim there and they were working at breakneck speed. They never actually got to repeating the Hallel three times. It was completed before they got to that point. The Shechitas HaPesach, that is.
Rabbi Doimer,
Mimeim Shel Kashlishis. Throughout all the days of the third group,
Lo Yigiu Lo Ahavti Kimish Kishma Hashem.
The Levim never even got up to the capital of Ahavti, which was, I believe, the fourth capital in Hallel. Never got to that point.
But Meshe'ama Mu'atim,
because the number of people participating in the third Kat were very small. It was a very low number in the shift, because generally people attempted to
be part of the first or second at least, because of Zriza Magdiman. This was just the group of the latecomers, and due to the fact that there was such a small group, they were complete and finished even before they got to Vahavti Kishma Hashem.
Continues the Mishnah,
K'maaseu b'chol, the same process that applies during the weekday,
Kach Maaseu b'Shabbos, the same thing happened during Shabbos.
We meant to know that the Karban Pesach, with all its processes, were allowed to be done if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, because it's Doicha Shabbos. Except for one thing which was problematic.
Elo Shakahana Madichim Es Azor.
They chose to rinse off the floor of the Azora,
Shalei Bitzan Chachamim,
without the consent of the Chachamim. Rashi explains that they would take the stream, the Amas Hamayim, which ran through the Azora, and they would plug up the end, the outlet, in which case the stream would fill up and overflow, which was used to rinse off the floor of the Azora from the dam of the Karbonis. But this was not done by Tzan Chacham. The Gemara explained why.
Rabbi Da'imer,
another thing that they would do is Kais Ha'imamali Medamat HaRevis. The Kohen would take a Kais and fill it with dam that he would find throughout the floor of the Azora, this mixture of dam. Why? Just in case one of the Karbonis Pesach's dam got spilled out, this would account for that and be mashed that carbon.
Zorka Zrika Achas Al Gam HaMizbeach.
He would do one Zrika on the Mizbeach, but to be mashed that carbon whose dam perhaps was spilled out.
Chacham
didn't agree to this process, and the Gemara will explain. So we completed the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halach, and the Zrika. How would they suspend the carbon Pesach in order to remove its skin?
Unklish or Barzel, there were these metal hooks, Hayukvun Bixolum Ubamudim,
which were positioned in the walls and these poles. You had all these rods protruding, Shabahen Toilum Afshitin, and they would use them to hang the carbon Pesach in order to remove its skin. What if a fellow couldn't find himself a spot, couldn't find an available hook to be toiled in mafshit, what would he do?
Makliz dakim v'chalokim hoyusham.
They had a backup supply of these thin rods, v'chalokim, they were smooth, they were peeled from their bark, and they would use those rods.
Maniach al kseifoy
v'alkesef chaveru. They would make this makeshift platform, they would take a rod and position it going from his shoulder, Akseifoy, put it on his shoulder, Balkesef Chaveri, and over onto his friend's shoulder, and he would use that, V'toyle Mavshit, hang his Kom Pesach on it, and be Mavshit, the hide. Rabbi Lezo Eimer, Yudalik, Shecholiyas V'Shabbos. What happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, in which case Rashi says the sticks cannot be prepared, perhaps they're Muksa, Maniach Yodoy, Alkesef Chaveri, then we really have a makeshift arrangement. He puts his hands on his friend's shoulder, Vyat Chaver Yaksefa, and his friend does likewise, puts his hand on the first man's shoulder, V'toyla Mavshit, and he hangs, and his Mavshit is called Pesach, hanging it on the arms. Koroi, he tore the Karm Pesach open, V'hoitzi Esimurov, and took out the Emurim, the Chalovim, etc., which was meant to go on the Mizbech, and the son of Emogis, he placed it in this pail, and the Victorum got Mizbech, and was marked in the Mizbech. Concludes the Mishnah, and we're going back to Erev Pesach, which happens to be Shabbos. So the Shechita, etc., is Doicha Shabbos, but they couldn't take it home. Perhaps it was Muktzah, perhaps we're speaking about the Esav Yitzah. They have to remain within the premises of the Beis HaMikdash, Yotzah Kasri Shoina. So when the first group finished their Karban Pesach, they took their Karban with them, and they went out, V'yashvelo Harabayis, and positioned themselves in their waiting area, in the Harabayis. Shnei B'chel, the second group, when they completed, they went out to the Chel. Chel was a place between the actual Beis HaMikdash structure and this mechitza, which went around the Beis HaMikdash structure called a surig. Surig was made of konim, some type of lattice. So between the Beis HaMikdash building and this surig was an area called Chel, where the second group would go out and camp out until nighttime. Barshlishis, the third group, could just remain in place. They had nobody coming behind them. B'mkayim emedes, it just remained in place in the Azara. Chashecha, once it got dark, Yotzu b'tzolos b'schein, all the groups went out, took their carbon Pesach with them, and roasted it, because it was Matzah Shabbos.
Omar Rabbi Yitzchak,
Eina Pesach Nishchat El Begimul Kittis. Shal Shloishim, Shloishim Bnei Adam. Mishnah began by telling us that we're meant to do the Karban Pesach with three groups, three shifts must be involved. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, how large is each shift? Eina Pesach Nishchat El Begimul Kittis is to have three shifts. Shal Shloishim, Shloishim Bnei Adam. With each kat being 30 people. My time. Kol Ve'edav Yisrael. That's the Pasuk which teaches us the three shifts. V'shachtu oisoi, kol kahal, adas Yisrael. As Rashi explains, each one, each term, each one of these three, kahal, adas Yisrael, is referring to 10 people. So now we know, we need 3 times 10. However, is it all at once? Or b'zeachas, mesapkalon, we have a suffix, ibebasachas. Does Torah mean that you meant to take 3 groups of 10 each, all together, and make one shift of 30 people, ibebasachas, ibezechase, or perhaps it's successively, meaning one shift 10, the next shift another 10, and the third shift another 10. Hilkach, in order to cover all possibilities, hilkach, that's why be'inan shalash kiteis, shal shloshim, shloshim bnei adam, that is why we need 3 groups, each one consisting of 30 people. This way we cover all bases. Divasachas. This way, if the Torah really meant that we should have 30 at once, Hayikim, we have 30 at once. Divasachaze. And if the Torah meant that it should be 10, 10, and 10, Hayikim. In this case, we should only have it. It's 30, 30, and 30. Let's take a look at Rashi. 4 lines from the top. This is Rashi, Gemara. So Rabbi Yitzchak tells us you have to have Shloishim, Bechol Kat Vekat. Each group has to consist of 30. Kol Asora. Ve'eda Asora. Yisrael Asora. So each one is 10 people. Mashal explains that Eda, the Gemara elsewhere learns to be referring to 10 because he bodlum b'toicha Eda Hazoyis, that's the Meraglim. Take away the two tzaddikim, Kalev and Yeshua, we're left with 10. So Eda is 10. Yisrael, the Gemara learns with Zeushava, that Yisrael, just like Eda is 10, Yisrael is 10. What about Kol? Says the Marsha. The Gemara assumes it's a Svara, since the Torah listed all these three references together. Kol together with Eda and Yisrael, and Eda and Yisrael mean 10. So Kol as well is likely referring to 10. Continues Rashi. But we still have a suffix. Mesapkale. Dilma b'vasachas tziva l'shoichtoi. V'yu b'shloishim. The Torah meaning we should have all three aspects at once, call an Eid of Yisrael for a total of 30, oy bezech hazeh, shalosh kiteh shal asara asara. Or perhaps does it mean you want to have 3 groups, one after the other, each one consisting of 10. So in order to cover all possibilities, hilkach, shalosh kiteh spinim, we have to have 3 groups. Dilma bezech hazeh kamar, perhaps the term means bezech hazeh, how many Yisraelim in each group, v'chol shloshim, v'shal shloshim b'inim, and we need each group to have 30 people. Why? Perhaps Dilma Bavasachas Kamer. Torah meant 30 at once. Vendi Yochel Shechter Bachas Mishloish. You can't have less than 30. Fine. Continues the Gemara. But you don't really have to have 90 fresh people here. 30 people and another 30 and another 30. Hilkach, says the Gemara in the first white line. Hilkach Bacham Shinami Sagi. 50 is enough. Why? The Eilit Lassen Vavdi. The first 30 go in and do their Karban Pesach. This way, if the Torah meant 30 at once, you have it. V'avdi, and they make the carbon. Ayli asar. Now, for the second shift, you have 10 fresh people who never brought their carbon. Ayli asar, v'nafki asar. And they make an exchange. 10 new people come in, and 10 of the previous leave. So now you have a group of 10 people that are bringing the carbon Pesach. So if the Torah meant a group of 10, then another group of 10, another group of 10, you're okay. So the Torah meant to have 30 at once. It's left 30 at once. You have a total of 30 standing here. You have 10 people doing the carbon and 20 observers. And the same thing with the third group. Ayli asara, v'nafki asara. You have 10 new people coming, and in exchange, 10 people leave. Now, as the Meiri points out, although if you need to have 30 at once, why is it enough to have 10 new people and 20 observers? How can you recycle the same people? Samir says, apparently, you need to have 10 fresh people in order to give the appearance of a new group. Observers are enough to complete the shiur of 30. But you need 10 fresh people. This way it looks like a brand new group. It's a new cut. And for that you have to have 10 people. This way, says the Gemara, 50 really is enough. Because you'll have 30 in each group. But you don't need 30 times 3. You don't need 90 people altogether. You begin with 30. And then the second group will have 10 new people. And 20 of the first group will remain to observe it. So you have 30 altogether. And the same thing a third time around. This way, as the Torah meant 30 at once. So it's 30 at once. The Torah meant three separate shifts, each one having 10 people. So you have it as well. But the point is that the minimum being involved in the carbon in each shift needs to be 10. 10 new people. That's why you have to have 50. You have to have 10 fresh people each time. But you don't have to have 90 in order to get all the bases covered. Continues the Gemara. Nichnas akas rishayna. First shift went in, and then they closed the doors. But machlek is how that happened. Itmar. Abaye omer ninalu tnan. It's ninalu that we learned in the Mishnah. It happened on its own. Automatic doors. It was a nice. Nobody actually closed those doors. Rav omer noyalin tnan. Who meant to learn Noyalin? Somebody actually manually closed those doors. My B'nai, what is the base of their machlekes? What's the point of contention? Iki B'nai, the machlekes like this. Lemis machanisa. Are we meant to be soymach on an anes? The doors would close on their own. But are we meant to be reliant on that? Abayir oma ninalu tanan. Yeah. They closed on their own. Kama da'ailumal. As many as went in and fit in, that's fine. And then suddenly when the doors would close, they would close. V'samchin anisa, we relied on this. Rav Amar, noyalin tanan. No. They meant to close it. V'loy samchin anisa. We don't rely on a nes. Now, what's the nes that we're relying on? Let's see Rashi. So Rashi would be around six lines from where we're holding the Gemara. Rashi begins with nin alin tanan. Mi alin. It happened on its own. Umas anisa. And according to Abai, we're samchin anisa. Nes. Well, what nes? Samchin anisa. Because mancha ain't no malin, as long as these doors remained open, we allow the crowd to come in. What's the chiddush? We're not concerned. You know, we're meant to have three groups, right? But we're not concerned that perhaps everybody will come in and not leave enough outside for the second and third groups. Perhaps everybody will enter, which will leave us without enough supply for three groups. Abai says, not to worry. Rely on the nes. Let as many as want come in and have the doors closed on their own. Rest assured that everything will work out fine. Continues the Gemara. V'hodesnan. How do we understand the following Mishnah? Arab Yudah. Chas v'sholom sha'akavya ben ma'alal nesnada. Rashi explains that Akavya ben ma'alal etano was put into nidoy cherem for speaking disrespectfully in reference to Shmai Vavtalion, and that's why they put him in, they applied Nidui. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that account of events. He says, Chas v'shom, how could he say that? He's such a great man. Nidui, impossible. Chas v'shom, sha'kavya ma'alala nisnada. You can't say that, why? He was the greatest man around. Sheina Zorin and Ellis. Al-Kol Odom B'Yisrael. When the doors of the Azor would close up, for Yisrael, who came in to do the Korban Pesach. There was nobody greater in that group that was being locked in, closed in by those doors. B'chochma u'b'yerschet. In Madrega of Chochma and Yerschet, ka'kav yibem ma'alal. He was the greatest one to be found in that Azor. How could he even contemplate that he was put into Chir? Okay, so what pertains to us is that the Mishnah here makes a reference to Azor in Elis. What does that mean? Manually or automatically? Abaye Matarsa Tame. Abaye will interpret according to his pshat. V'rava Matarsa Tame. And Rava according to his shita. Abaye Matarsa Tame. The Mishnah is meant to be learned like this. Ein ba'azor b'shah shenen ola akodim Yisrael b'chachm b'yaschet. There was nobody found in this azor when it was closed. And ola means it was automatically closed. Not manually, automatically. Nobody greater in Chochma and Yoschet Kalkali Bamalal. So, what about it? It was a nice. Rava Matasa Tamei. Rava will read the Mishnah according to his pshat. Ein Ba'azora. Bisho Shenoyalin. I'll call Yisrael. Bechochma Be'yoschet. There was nobody greater than that Azor. When they would close those doors to contain the Israel, there was nobody present greater in Chochma and Yerzchet as a Kavi B'malal. So it's consistent with their Shitas. Abaye says they had automatic doors. Rava says it was closed by hand. Tan Rabban, Me'olam L'Nismayach Adam Azor. Despite the fact that there was such a large crowd and a very active crowd in the Azorah, nobody ever got trampled. Chutz mePesach Echad, except for one time, Shoyi b'Mehilah, one carbon Pesach on days of Hillel, Shnismach by Zokan Echad, there was this elderly man who got trampled upon. Vayakur Noisoy Pesach Meuchin, as a result, they would refer to that year's carbon Pesach as the Pesach Meuchin. Meuchin is trampled on account of that event. Ton Rabbanu Pamachas Bikesh Agrippas Amelach. So Agrippas was a descendant of Herodus, was not really Roy to be a melech, although his mother was Jewish, but his father wasn't. And in any case, he wanted to figure out the number of his subjects in his kingdom. Pamachas bikeish agripas hamelech liten enov buchlusa Yisrael. He wanted to take a look and figure out the numbers of Yisrael under his control. Armalei lekain gadol, so he turned to the kain gadol and he said, tein einecho epsachem. Take a look at the numbers of the Karban Pesach. Perhaps through that we can get an idea of the total number of Klal Yisrael. Not a kulyam kol echad, so the Kohen Gadol took one kidney from each carbon, and how many were found? V'nimtzu sham shishim ribu. Ribu is 10,000. So shishim ribu, 60 times 10,000, 600,000. Zuge Kleis. They found 600,000 pairs of kidneys, so it's a total of 1,200,000. Keflaim Kate Mitzrayim, double the number of the Israelim leaving Mitzrayim, which was only 600,000. Here was 1,200,000. Now that's only the Karban Pesach Rishon, Chutz. Plus you have to take into account the Pesach Shenis. Mitame, the Karban brought by the Tame, Pesach Sheni, which Shev Derech Rechoik, this fellow who was far away, and would only bring the Pesach Sheni. Now we're not done. Each Karban Pesach had a group of people who associated with it. Ve'enuch ha-pesach ha-pesach. You didn't have a single Pesach. Shalei nimnu olav yoyisim ha-ser b'nei adam. Who didn't have more than 10 people as members on that Pesach? So if you have 1,200,000 karbonis, you have at least 12 million people here. So there was a very large crowd out here. Ve'yikur n'oisoy. And as a result, they refer to that Karban Pesach of that year, Pesach Mu'uvin. Mu'uvin is thick, large crowd, large numbers. Says the Gemara, but how could he take the kidney away? Not al kulya, habayak tura. That needs to be brought to mizbeach. The hadam maktilu. Afterwards, he was maktured. That's not enough. Vik bachsiv, vik tiroi. You have to maktir each carbon's emurin, the chaylev and the klais of each carbon separately. You can't just mix them all together. Surely Arab Khalov Shazabazah. You don't have to mix the Khalov of one carbon with the other. So then he had a pile of kidneys and he just marked it together. You can't do that. The Hodam Maktilu Khadachada certainly he went ahead and was marked each one separately. He didn't mix them up together. Says more about Tanya, but we learned Vikti Ram. Sheikulika Echad. Then when he's marked the Khalov and the Klais, it's meant to be a package deal, a bundle, all the emurin together. How could he separate the kidney from the other emurin of this carbon, the fast, etc., and then makter it separately? It's meant to go together as a group. Elo says the one rather tfisa ba'alma d'shokim b'nai. It was only a temporary thing. Kangal grabbed the kulya, the kidney, for just a small moment. Adiyavali midachin until, in exchange, they gave him something else, a pebble or something like else, which he would use for an indication of the number. He wouldn't actually hold on to the kloya for keeps. Just grab it for a moment until he got some type of other item to be used as a number indicator. So of course he gave it right back and it was put together with the other emurin, which were mukta together. So Mishnah told us that the Kohanim were lined up, and each row was different than the other. This row would involve themselves in gold bezichin, the other one would pass around silver containers. They would mix the gold and the silver. My time, what would be the reason for this? Ilema is the reason, perhaps. We know that there is a halacha called Malin Bekodesh, Ve'en Maritim. We're meant to rise up, upgrade in matters of Kedusha, matters of Akrava, matters of mitzvahs, and not downgrade. So perhaps that's the basis of this halacha. Ilema Dilma, perhaps the concern is Shakli, Dilma Shakli de Dahava, Umayla de Kaspa. Perhaps a kohen would receive an empty gold kli and pass back a full silver one. Right? They had the kohen lined up as a conveyor belt system, and they would pass the empty one back and receive the full one, and so on and so forth. So perhaps the kohen would receive an empty gold one, which was chash of its gold, and he would happen to have only a silver one on hand, a silver one full of dam, and pass that back. So he's actually downgrading from gold to silver. So is that the reason why they would keep it strictly gold in this row, strictly silver in the other row? Hachanami. But here as well, even if you have completely gold, you have different value in gold. You have a kli which is worth more than the other. So why aren't we concerned about downgrading? Dilma shakli by muslim. Perhaps they'll take an empty one which is expensive, worth 200, umayli by mega, and then pass back only a kli worth 100. If they're both gold, but they have different value. El dachis shabridomi, rather, that's not the concern. The concern is simply for aesthetic reasons. It looked nicer having it all gold and having a line of also. Says the Gemara b'lo yoy, bezichin l'shulayim, the bezichin did not have flat bottoms. Tana rabbanon kol ha-bezichin shebe mikdash. Lo yoy lan shulayim, all the bezichin, the mikdash did not have flat bottoms. Except for one thing, chutz, v'bezichin l'voina, except for the spoons, which would contain the levoina shelechem ha'panim, which was placed right next to lechem ha'panim on that shulchan. Why would they have flat bottoms? Because if their bottoms were pointed, then how do we get the bezichim to stand? Shema yenichim is concerned that he might lean it, support it with the lechem ha'panim, v'yifres ha'lechem, and the lechem will break apart. So in order to avoid that concern, those bezichim specifically were made with flat bottoms. This way they would be self-supportive. Shachar Yisrael the Kibbutz Kohen, the Mishnah tells us that the Kohen did the Shechit, the Yisrael did the Shechit, and the Kohen the Kabbalah. Lo Yisagya, is it not enough? The Lav Yisrael, that's not a Yisrael, meaning does it have to be Yisrael? Why does it have to be a Yisrael doing the Shechit? He gave a Kamashmalan, the Mishnah is simply telling us the halacha. The Shechit is Zark Shira. If the Yisrael chooses to do the Shechit, he can do so because a Zark can do Shechit. It's not a requirement. It's optional. If he wants, he can do it. V'kibbal ha'koyin, the Mishnah continues, V'kibbal ha'koyin, ha'kamash one. We learn from here, mi'kabbalah ve'elech mitzvah kuhuna. Although the shechita, a Yisrael can do. But from Kabbalah onward is strictly a koyin job. Noisel chaveroi, the Mishnah tells us that the koyin holding the full kli of dam would pass it on to the koyin standing beside him. Shamis not, we learn from here, ha'ilocha sh'lei b'regel ha'bi halacha. In effect, what they were doing is a avoid of halacha. Transporting the dam to the mizbech is halacha. Nobody was actually walking. It was just being passed from one hand to the other. Is that so that halacha can be done without walking? This is more, not necessarily. Dilma, perhaps, who naid purta, he would move his feet a bit in the direction of the mizbech, and that would be sufficient to provide halacha. And indeed, halacha needs to be berekel. If that's the case, then what's the point of the Mishnah? Meaning, what's the Mishnah coming to teach us? They were lined up. In fact, why would they have to actually do this? Perhaps there should be one kohen doing a halacha per carbon. Could we even took longer doing it this way? You have to go take it and pass it on, and so on and so forth. What was the point of so many kohanim being involved in this carbon? And as Rashi says, why does the Mishnah have to get into this? Describe exactly how they stood, how they passed. Hakamashmon, the chiddush here is b'roiv amadras melech, the multitude, the ribuy am, the increased oilam here. The fact that there were so many people involved in one carbon, a hadras melech that serves to provide hadar and cover to the king. Look, everybody is eager to be involved in the mitzvah. So rather than just one kohen taking care of each karban, so many wanted to be involved in every karban. And that's why the Mishnah describes it in this manner to teach us this concept. So first, he was makabel the mole. So you have a kohen right in the middle of the row here. He has a kohen to his right, kohen to his left. The Mishnah says, kibul et samole. So presumably it's his right hand, which he uses to be makabel the mole, the container full of dam from the kohen to his right. And he passes that over to the kohen to his left. And then he brings back the empty one. He receives the empty one and passes it to his right. But he wouldn't do it in the reverse. First he would be involved in the actual dam and then pass back the empty one. This is the right of Shem HaLakish. The Omer Shem HaLakish. When a person has a mitzvah presenting itself in front of him, he's not meant to sidestep it and ignore it. So here he has a kli full of dam available for passing on. He's meant to engage with that first and then pass back the empty one. Kohen akar v'tzal mezbeach, the kohen situated right near the mezbeach, he would do the zrika. He would throw the dam on the wall of the mezbeach. Rather than shficha, which Rashi describes as just pouring gently. Zrika and not shficha, who is the shita? Mantana, who is the shita that holds that Pesach bezrika? This process is applied to the current Pesach, Ram Chizda, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the son of Yosi Aglili. We have a pasuk describing the avoid of the b'chor, which is really just one single carbon. Rather than describing it as a single carbon, what does the pasuk say? As domam, tizrik al mezbeach. Their dam should be zirik. Ves chelbam takter. Domay le nemar. Rather than saying domay, singular, what does it say? El domam, lashon rabim. What is it referring to here? Chelbam le nemar. It doesn't say chelboy ishri makter, the bechor, el chelbam, rather lashon rabim. It's coming to include other karbanos as well, who have the same requirements. Limeid al bechor, u'masar pesach. All three of them have the same halacha, shein te'unin. They all three required matan damim, the imurin gam mizbech to have the application of their dam, and the imurin burnt on the mizbech. Menolan the te'unin yisoid. So Mishnah tells us that it has to be directly above the yisoid of the mizbech. How do we know that? Amar b'lozer asyo zrika zrika mi'ayla. We derive this using a gzeir shav zrika zrika from oyla. In which case we know that it needs yisoid, and same thing here. What's the gzera shavak siv hacha? Over here it says, as domam tizrik al mezbeach. Uksiv hasan by oil it says, vizorkum ne'arna kehanim, as domay al mezbeach, saviv. So we connect the two zrikas, and we say like this, ma oila tuni yisoid, just as the carbon oila. Its zrika needs to take place where? On the wall of the mezbeach, which is directly over the yisoid, af pesach namito on yisoid, the same thing with pesach, the zrika needs to be by the yisoid. Voilu gufa menol, well, how do we know that oila needs yisoid? On makro, we have another pasuk, which is actually by chatas. You meant to take the dam of the chatas, apply it to the mizbeach, and the leftovers, the remnants, you meant to be shoifech, el yisoid, mizbeach oila. Now, what's the point of mentioning oila? We're speaking about chatas. The Torah is coming to teach us something. Alma, apparently, oila tuni yisoid, that is rika by the oila, needs to be related to the yisoid. So once we know that oila needs yisoid, we draw that over to Chatos, to Pchor, Maser, and Pesach, to teach us that the Zrika, by those Korbanos as well, took place on the side of the Mizbeach, which was over the Yisoid. Let's make a quick Chazar of today's daf. We began with a reference again to the Halacha of Lishishchad al-Chamez Dam Zivchi, which teaches us that the Korban Pesach is meant to be completely free of chametz. So the person involved, the kohen, the sheikh, the zorik, or even echad bnei chabura, not meant to own any chametz while the process of the akrov is taking place. According to Tanakhama, applies only to the karm pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even to the karm tamid, sheben arbaim on erev pesach. According to Rabbi Shimon, applies to other karbanos as well. Well, on Erev Pesach, only to the Korban Pesach, but throughout Yom Tov Pesach, applies to other Korbanos as well, provided that the Shechita was a Shechita Kshir. We proceeded with the Mishnah, which describes in great length and detail the process involved in the Kravas of the Karban Pesach. We have the three kitos, those three groups, they call the Eidei Yisrael. We have the groups, the rows of Kahanim, exclusively gold, exclusively silver. We have the halal recited by the Levim during the Shechita of the Karban Pesach. We have the description of how they were toil and mafshit the Karban Pesach. We have machlokes in the Gemara, whether or not they actually manually closed those doors. Abaye says it happened on its own. Rava says no, they actually did it. We have the story of the Pesach Mu'uchen, the trampled Karban Pesach. We have the Pesach Mu'uvin, which had a huge number of participants. We have the concept of Beroiv HaMadras Melech. That's why so many Kahanim will be involved in passing the dam from the Behemoth to the Mizbeach. We have the Chiddush that the Zrika, the Shechita, takes place even through a Yisrael, whereas the Kabbalah and going forward would only be kosher through a Kohen. And we learned that the Tanav al-Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, holds that the Zrika was the proper process applied to the dam of the Karban Pesach. Be well, all the best, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.